And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. If you run a small business in the greater Twin Ports, dependent at least in part on international trade, 2025 may have been rough sailing. The Port of Duluth Superior last week reported cargo shipments measured by tonnage falling nearly 15%, the lowest level since 1938. Canadian trade dropped even further, down 41% from 2024. Fueling much of that decline was President Trump's tariff trade war, along with overall uncertain market conditions in many business sectors. So how can a small business that orders parts from across international borders navigate these economic headwinds? Someone who studies the trends intensely is Chris Witowicz of the Small Business Development Center of the University of Wisconsin. And he joins me now. Welcome back to Wisconsin Public Radio, Chris.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate the opportunity to get the word out.
So you last joined us when the tariff wars just began last spring, and now the numbers are out. Is this as bad as you thought it would be, or maybe we're experiencing the worst case scenario?
I tend to look at the opportunities, not minimizing this, but I know that tariffs, you know, they've affected people adversely. But I look at opportunities for small businesses with this adversity. You know, there's opportunity there to strengthen your business, sell more, and be stronger.
And I want to examine some of those opportunities, but let's get the bad news out of the way first. Most of the tonnage shipped from the port of Duluth Superior is iron ore and grain. How have the trade winds affected small businesses who aren't dealing in taconite or soybeans? Maybe someone who needs parts or ingredients that traditionally have been supplied by foreign countries.
Tariffs have affected small businesses for the most part adversely. Some, of course, have found some really good opportunities in it where they, you know, don't have to work as hard for competition. The bottom line for all small businesses has been, how am I going to absorb these costs or pass them on to my customer? And from there, a lot of those folks have engaged the Small Business Development Center and my, you know, the Go Global initiative that I run to either look at, you know, tariff engineering or duty in some sort of a risk mitigation, for example. And those are the opportunities that are out there for these small businesses. Sometimes you just need to know where to look.
One place you said to look for an opportunity was, you told us before, was trade zones.
Oh, yeah, the foreign trade zones. There's one right here in Duluth. I do know that in Superior that they were working on having a subzone created.
Part of that was that you could order the stuff, have it delivered, and sit in the trade zone wherever the boundaries were set and not have to pay the duty or tariff until it moved out.
And that's correct. So we have actually two different animals. One would be what's called a bonded warehouse, where things sit in a customs bond until you remove them from the warehouse. And then, of course, you pay your duties and taxes at that time. And that's a strategy because, you know, money, there's a cost for money. And if you don't have to pay for those things up front, well, hey, great. You know, you can hold on to that money. But with a free trade zone or foreign trade zone, you bring things into the zone and then you can manufacture, you can add value, you know, something a little bit more than just mere assembly. If I'm making a product, if I import a part, let's say a lawnmower, if I import a part of a lawnmower and at the end of the day I'm leaving the free trade zone as a lawnmower, then the duties and taxes are based on the product when it leaves the zone. And a lot of times that can be zero.
The other thing I would imagine is kind of like commodities rising and falling. So would it work that if you got something and had it in the warehouse at the trade zone, you might be able to take it out and pay the tariff when that tariff is lower? Does that work that way or is it when you brought it in?
It certainly can. Absolutely.
It's a new way to play the market then.
Well, that's just it. I guess it's a little like gambling, but small businesses, it's all about, you know, the capital, the working capital that they have. and tying up those resources. So in a lot of cases, a small business can't do that unless they make that warehouse or that zone part of their business plan. And that's something else that we help small businesses here in our neighborhood do.
Any case histories?
Well, I have one that really just shines to mind. And this lady imported product into the United States from China. And as you can imagine, early on in the tariffs, oh my goodness, 150, 170% tariffs. And she's, oh my, what am I going to do? I'm going to have to go out of business. And the strategy that we helped her with was to, well, I should say what she ended up doing is she negotiated with her customer here in the United States, opted to help her pay half the tariff because they really wanted her product. What she didn't realize is that she was only shipping a small quantity, a 20-foot container. And that was 85% the cost of a 40-foot container. And I told her, geez, there's 15%. You pay 15% more in your transportation charges, and you've got double your quantity, and that savings offsets any of your tariffs that you were paying. Now, of course, these Chinese tariffs have gone from, the triple digits down to a double digit. Now, is it still too much? In my in my personal opinion, yeah, we shouldn't have these huge tariffs, but I understand what the administration is trying to do. But here again, it's a positive example of a company who, a small company who was able to double her business and make that savings, all because it was out there and had to look for it.
All right. Well, that's one success story, and we're going to take one and stop there. We've been speaking with Chris Witowicz of the Small Business Development Center at the University of Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us, Chris.
Thank you, Ron, for the opportunity.
And if you have an idea of something you think we should talk about on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.